It is John Gibbons, and we are over Zoom. We're doing a reaction show to the news that Konate is set to leave Liverpool Football Club this summer. It's been suspected for a week or two the contract negotiations broke down, but it's confirmed by both him and Liverpool tonight. So I wanted to have a little chat about, well, first of all, Konate himself, but also then the fact that another player is leaving on a free and what it means. And obviously the fact that it extends this already fairly extensive rebuild as well. So to do all that, I've got Neil Atkinson, I've got Craig Hannon, and I've got Kieran Molyneux. And I'll start with you, Neil. I want to talk about Konate the player, first of all, because I think he deserves, you know, an element of a time on that before we talk about the contract situation. It was a big deal to get him. They hung on for him. Slightly controversially, there was a lot of, you know, need for the centre-half for a while, but he was the one that they wanted. And then when he arrived, you could quickly see why they waited for him. He looked, you know, an absolute Rolls Royce.
Yeah, it's an interesting little Liverpool career on the whole, the Konate one. You know, he ends up, doesn't play as many league games as you might think, because to your point, John, when he arrives, they don't actually use him that much in that first season in the league. He actually only gets 11 Premier League appearances in his first year at Liverpool. But almost all of them, he looked outstanding. Liverpool at that point have still got Matip. They've got Joe Gomez. The manager is happy to rotate that centre-back who plays next to Virgil van Dijk. And, you know, from pretty much there and then, Konate just looks very, very good whenever he gets on the pitch. You know, for instance, he's playing in the 5-0 at Old Trafford. He gets that game that season. He ends up playing in the Champions League final team. So when Liverpool make the Champions League final, Konate is on the pitch, which I think is the journey of that season. He comes in as a new player and then he ends up sort of getting himself to there. But then it is, as I say, when I say it's a bit of an odd Liverpool career, you know, the following season, he's a little injury hit and he never really sort of beds himself in quite the same way. The following season after that, it tails off a little bit, but then he's an integral part of Arne Slot's league winning team, up to including being part of that key moment in that first game against Ipswich, wherein he gets subbed on at half-time and genuinely never really looks back, gets a hell of a lot of games, gets his place back pretty quickly after his injury, and also becomes a player who's able to play game, and not just the idea that he needs those sorts of regular breaks. So, you know, I think it is an interesting Liverpool career, and I think he's been around for a lot of really, really good moments. He's won every domestic honour that there is to win whilst he's been here. And so, yeah, I, you know, like the player a great deal. Really like his style of play. He's the sort of centre-back that I can absolutely get behind. But it is ending at five seasons after that initial deal.